It's the 6th of August, the day in 1945 when the nuclear weapon nicknamed Little Boy was dropped on Hiroshima, killing at least 70,000 people.
It explodes 2,000 feet above the earth.
We shall completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
To 1991, it's the anniversary of the first website going up on the internet. It was an explanation of the web and how to use a browser. But did it explain why we had to listen to this? And memorable Olympic moment from Rio de Janeiro when the Australian 4x100 metre freestyle team won gold and set a new world record.
How's this for history? The Olympic champions, world record holders, they defend their title and they break the world record. Well done, Australia.
August 6 birthdays, special one for Aussie TV legend Daryl Summers. He's 70.
Would like to see Dean Hutton on the beach explaining E equals MC squared. This is your choice.
Brilliant filmmaker M. Night Shyamalan turns 51. Came to prominence with the movie The Sixth Sense. Then came the hit movies Unbreakable, Signs, The Village, Split, Glass, and now Old.
I was hired off of that to write Stuart Little, and I became known as a writer, I think, first in the industry.
Jerry Halliwell is 49. Ginger Spice. TV presenter and singer David Campbell is 48 today.
I just wanted to clear up that scream, my old man, his name is Jimmy Barnes. He's a national icon.
Cycling great Stuart O'Grady is also 48, won a gold medal in 2004.
Cycling was part of my family, I guess. My dad raced quite a lot.
And Australian actress Melissa George turns 45. She played Angel on Home and Away before relocating to Hollywood.
Did she know what this was going to do to us, Pip? Because she had to know.
Finally, one of the true icons of Hollywood was born on this day in 1911. Lucille Ball. Started on Broadway, worked in radio, made a string of hit movies, but is most famous for the landmark TV series I Love Lucy and the follow-ups. Lucille Ball died at the age of 77 in 1989.
You don't give me enough money?
I don't give you enough money!
Well, we both agree that must be the reason.
Remembering Lucille Ball on August 6.